But right now, let's talk to Dr. Malina Abdullah. She's a Black Lives Matters organizer. She is also professor and chair of Pan-African Studies at Cal State University, Los Angeles. Dr. Abdullah, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So help me. I really want to make sense of what's happening in Charlotte, and I'm hoping you'll help me. It seems to be sort of breaking down into violence, and is there a way to prevent that? Is that okay? Is that just a necessary liability of protesting? Help me understand what to do with that.
Well, I think that we really need to frame it and recognize that it began with violence, right? So that the focus on the response of protesters should really kind of go back and look at what prompted the protest in the first place. So the killing of Keith Scott was a violent act. So to expect folks to act calmly in the wake of violence being carried out on a regular basis now against Black people, I think is something that's unrealistic, that at a certain point people are going to explode. The only way to prevent it is to prevent the violence that's being meted out against Black people by the state.
So I will get into the original violence in a second, but I want to make sure I'm hearing you. You're saying just allow violence at protest, or do we kind of agree that violence diminishes the message a bit?
Well, I'm not saying allow. I'm saying that anytime a group of people is under attack, and especially the degree to which Black people have found themselves under attack, especially over the last 3 or 4 years, I think it's unrealistic to expect nothing but calm. And I'm not endorsing.
Okay,
violence,
so don't allow it, but the fact that it occurred should not be mysterious or dealt with as
surprising.
It should not be dealt with as a separate phenomenon. It should just be dealt with. All right, so let's get into the original problems here. And I don't want to get into the weeds of the particular cases. I want to understand what you think we can do to. I hear so much frustration from my African American friends that nothing's changing. And when I ask, well, what needs to change, I get a lot of different answers. And I'd like to hear your suggestions. I have some that I think might be helpful. I heard some last night that sounded good to me, but I'd like to hear yours.
Right. So I think as Black Lives Matter, we're really beginning to examine things holistically and really examining why does state-sanctioned violence exist in the way that it does. One of the things that we've seen is an overinvestment in policing and an underinvestment in public safety. And we can't conflate the two. If we really want to build safe communities,
tell us the difference. Public safety versus policing. Go ahead.
Right. So public safety really is, you know, what it sounds like, building safe communities. And we know that every major academic study shows that to build safe communities, you need resources, you need livable wage jobs, you need housing, you need basic human rights kind of availability to folks. And we don't have that. The Black community especially has been deprived of things as simple as permanent housing, as livable wage jobs, as mental health resources. And so what we've done instead is most major cities are now spending upwards of 50% of their budgets on a police force that comes in and tries to kind of clamp down on a community that's really starving for resources. That's a misprioritization. What we should be doing is investing in the things that make communities safe. So let's focus on public safety. That doesn't necessarily mean spending more on police.